In this bulletin, Labor promises to launch a royal commission into robo-debt if it wins the election. Scott Morrison responds to claims China's timing of the Solomons deal is a form of election interference. And Ian Chesterman to replace John Coates as the president of the Australian Olympic Committee. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Labor's Bill Shorten says he's spoken to families affected by the robo-debt scheme who say they believe the pressure of debt contributed to some family members dying by suicide. The former Labor leader has pledged a royal commission into robo-debt if the party wins government. Robo-debt was the automated matching of tax and Centrelink data to raise debts against welfare recipients for money the coalition claimed to have overpaid. It was deemed unlawful in 2019 with a $1.2 billion settlement between robo-debt victims and the federal government reached in 2020. Mr. Shorten says those affected were already vulnerable.
The government from April 2015 initiated what it called the online compliance scheme, became not so affectionately known as RoboDebt, where the government raised debt notices of $1.8 billion against nearly 500,000 Australians. Terrible harm was done. I have spoken to families who absolutely believe that the pressure of the unfair debt notices raised against loved family members contributed to them taking their own life.
And if this story has raised concerns, you can seek support from Lifeline on 13 11 14. The Prime Minister has been asked to clarify comments by Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, who accused China of election interference. Ms. Andrews has suggested that China timed its announcement of the deal with the Solomon Islands to line up with the federal election campaign. Scott Morrison says Australia has safeguards in place.
We're very aware of the influence the Chinese government seeks to have in this country. We in fact introduced laws to prevent it. So any suggestion that the Chinese government doesn't seek to interfere in Australia, well, we didn't put that legislation in for no reason. We put it in there to ensure that Australians' security could be safeguarded from foreign influence in our own country.
It comes as the Solomon Islands Prime Minister, Sogavare, has accused Australia of hypocrisy. He says he only learned of the AUKUS pact through the media.
I learned of the AUKUS treaty in the media, Mr. Speaker. One would expect that as a member of the Pacific family, Solomon Islands or members of the Pacific should have been consulted to ensure that this AUKUS treaty is transparent, since it will affect the Pacific family by allowing nuclear submarine in Pacific waters.
New South Wales has recorded 20 COVID-19 deaths and 11,709 new cases. Victoria is reporting 19 deaths and 9,064 new infections. Queensland has recorded 5 deaths and 5,885 new cases of the virus. WA is reporting 6,829 new cases, 234 hospitalisations, with 8 people in intensive care. South Australia has 4 new deaths and 3,907 new infections as the state relaxes its COVID-19 close contact rules. The Northern Territory has recorded 395 new cases, while Tasmania has 1,054 new infections. And the ACT has recorded 1 death and 939 new cases. Overseas, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby has become emotional during a war briefing, accusing the Russian President Vladimir Putin of depravity in Ukraine. Mr. Kirby says it would be challenging for any ethical, moral individual to justify Mr. Putin's actions.
It's difficult to look at the... It's difficult to look at some of the images and imagine that any well-thinking, serious, mature leader would do that. So I can't talk to his psychology, but I think we can all speak to his depravity.
In sport, Ian Chesterman has been elected as the new president of the Australian Olympic Committee. He replaces John Coates, who's leaving the role after 32 years. Chesterman's succession saw him beat out Mark Stockwell, winning the AOC delegates 67-26. Now the weather across Australia for Sunday. Perth, sunny and 25 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, much the same, 20. Hobart, cloudy and 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, a shower or two, a top of 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, showers, 21. Brisbane, also showers, 24. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.